You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. Hello, and welcome back to the show. It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And you guys are chilling with us on Talk With Us.
Yeah, welcome back to Talk
welcome
With Us,
back,
guys.
Mm-hmm. If you are new to the channel, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you've been down with us since day one, welcome back, y'all.
Yep, welcome back.
Glad to be back.
Yes, glad to be here on this beautiful day. You know, yesterday was like a very chilly day.
It
and
was.
And then today is very like a very spring day.
Yes, it's very pretty out.
Sometimes do I wonder, how can the weather change so fast? You know, when you think about it, right?
Yeah.
You know, you think about it like, okay, it was pretty chilly yesterday. And then, you know, almost like where it was to the point like wearing a jacket chilly.
Yeah, it was.
Uh-huh. And then today, you like don't even need a jacket. You actually want to be in short sleeve and a short skirt or a short shorts or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely like in a shady part. The shady part might get a little cool too.
Maybe because of the wind, but for the most part, it's just like a early spring day.
Yeah.
So it just changed so quickly.
That's the weather.
Yeah.
Happy 1st of March.
Happy 1st of March.
March, yes.
To all of my little... No, that's the wrong language. Let me see how you do. I'm thinking about the leprechaun.
The leprechaun? How do the leprechaun talk?
Shillings.
My chillings. My chillings.
No, okay. Okay, to all the... No, that's not still right. I'm going to get it, y'all. I'm going to get it before because it's like, welcome on, Irish.
The Irish. The look of the Irish.
Yeah, the look of the Irish. Welcome to the March Irish.
This is the month terrible. For it, right? Yeah.
That's a terrible Irish.
The look of
English
the Irish.
Accent.
Welcome to March. Yeah, that sounds more like when you say, welcome to March. Like them convenience stores.
Yeah. We sound more like the Indian accent. More like, but it's,
welcome to March.
You're lucky fellas. Welcome, y'all. We trying to do our welcome in our March. You know the 4-leaf clover. What they call it?
The 4-leaf clover.
Yeah, but what they call today? What
Saint Patrick?
Saint Patrick Day. That's it. Saint Patrick Day. So we were trying to welcome everybody in a Saint Patrick Day.
When is Saint
Leprechaun kind of way?
What day do that fall
is
on?
Is it on the 4th?
Oh, the 4th.
Oh, okay. Know. I'm just saying, is it? Y'all might be around all these years, right?
I know, right?
Okay.
But I can't believe it's in March already.
March already.
These months are flying by, but this month right here is, what, the longest month?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Could we? Come on. So anyway, yeah, it's March 17th. Is
St. Patrick's Day.
You know, I want to say Leprechaun. I want to be like kids and be like Leprechaun Day.
I don't know why.
I just can't say St. Patrick's Day.
The Leprechaun Day.
Yeah, but anyway.
Mommy, it's the Leprechaun Day.
Hey, guys,
Day.
You might catch that little blooper in there where I accidentally called my sister by her nickname. Sometimes we call it Queek Queek.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, hey, sometimes it happens, right? She's like, she want to take it out. I'm like, no, let it stay. You know, let it stay, girl. We ain't perfect.
No, we're not.
Right, we make mistakes.
Dang,
girl.
Yeah, I like to edit. When I'm doing this thing, I like to edit some of our bloopers out. But I let some stay in, you know, some take out.
You know, like the movies, when people do movies, right? Afterwards, like they go back and they'll put like all the bloopers and stuff in there and show you. And it just sometimes be so funny.
One of these days, we're just going to do a show and I'm not going to edit at all. Whatever mistake be is going to stay.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be. And if we laugh about it, hey, it's all good.
Might name that the bloopers.
Yeah, you know, the bloopers. They're right. Yeah. Everybody in the world have bloopers.
They do.
And some people like to laugh at their own bloopers. And they'll put it out there for other people to laugh at because it just be so funny.
It do be. But I take mine out sometimes. But I might let it stay next time.
Yeah, because, you know, might as well just face it. We got nicknames.
Yeah, I
And sometimes, you know, calling us by our professional name, our government names. Laquan and May, you know, and then sometimes I might get called by a nickname. Sometimes I get called May May, you know, but it's all good, you know.
It is.
Anywho.
So, May May.
Yes.
You ready to get into the topic? Guys, we're going to be touching on
Ukraine news.
Ukraine and Russia and the war that's going on over there.
Yeah, guys, you know, it's been going on now, I think, for about six days now. And yeah, Vladimir Putin, who is
Putin?
Yeah, Putin. Vladimir Putin is the president of Russia, Russia's dictator. He is the one that is making these horrific moves over into Ukraine because he believes that Ukraine belongs to Russia.
Crazy. Now,
hey, y'all, Russia is so big. Y'all, I'm gonna give you some little pointers on just how big Russia is and why would this man want to, you know, bombard Ukraine, you know?
Being greedy.
But, you know, he
want more.
He reminds me so much of Pharaoh right now. Okay, but let's get on into it, you guys. Okay, so right now there have been live casualty loss in Ukraine.
Yeah, it's sad
and
over there.
It's sad because people are hiding out, trying to find safety. Y'all, yesterday I was doing something, but anyway, I glimpsed the news and there it was, a six-year-old little girl that got hit by some of the fire that was going on over in Ukraine by some Russians sending some missiles. And she got hit and y'all, she didn't make it. And I'm just thinking, you know, all that blood is on Vladimir Putin's hand because he is destroying people's lives.
Yeah, he is. He don't care.
He don't care. And he basically saying that he's going to keep on going.
Mm.
Okay. Do you know that he supposedly has some nuclear chemical missiles that they saying that if all you got to do is press the button and it's on
for us?
You know, for Ukraine, but it's supposed to be nuclear. I don't know, some radiation, wow, some type poison or something.
I believe him.
You know, but then if he does that, guess what, though? He'll be doing it to his own people, too.
Yeah.
Because Russia is just like right over, you know, right there.
Yeah.
So Kwan, what do you think about all this bombing and the families? And
I think it's sad. I think the whole situation is sad. Like, why is he fighting? Because
he wants to take something that he feels like.
So all of a sudden, one day he woke up saying that I want what they have.
One day,
and I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, one day he woke up and he started planning this thing, and he had been planning for a very long time. And he finally acted on it. And
isn't it so that some of the people in Russia don't want to fight?
Right, there are protesters that are against fighting in Ukraine.
Yeah,
but they are
wrong,
and they are arresting those protesters. They say they actually can get years in prison. For protesting. You know, but they're still continuing to fight. So you know, sometimes guys, you know, you have to fight, and when you fighting for the right, sometimes you may get arrested, but you know, it's still okay because, you know, you were fighting for justice.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what these guys are doing in Russia. And everybody in Russia is not for what Putin is doing.
No, they're not.
You know, and you can't say, well, I hate the Russian people. No, because everybody in Russia is not like Putin.
And I'm pretty sure some of them soldiers don't want to be doing this. But they're doing it because he's telling them. And if they don't do it,
then they're going to be punished. Or probably
punished.
Something else may happen to them. Who knows? This man is crazy.
Yeah.
He's crazy, but
he got too much power in his hands.
Oh yeah, too much.
Mm-hmm.
And the president of Ukraine, he believes that he is the target, and he kind of fears for his life. But he says he's gonna stay with his country. Mm-hmm. They believe that that they may seize him or take his life or something. You know, and they ask, was he afraid to die? And he said, he believed what he's fighting for is for his country and for his people. And basically, you know, he said that he'll fight to the end.
Mm.
And I mean, it's just so sad, though, man.
Yeah, it's so sad for all them innocent peoples over there losing their life over this greedy man.
Yes. And and Putin is like, he is so wealthy.
Yeah.
He's like in the billions.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And yet he want to do this country like this. This whole country could swallow. I mean, Russia could swallow Ukraine, could cover it, and he has more manpower. Yet, guess what? Though the Ukrainians are holding Russia off because he thought that he would have seized this little country by now.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Because Russia is so big.
Yep.
But it didn't go as quite as planned. So we're praying for him, and we're praying for the people in Ukraine because you know it's a sick people there. Their kids there. People are trying to flee, trying to get into a safety place, you know. But, you know, you can think about it. There's only so many places you can get to because missiles and bombs are flowing like left and right.
Everywhere.
Like boom.
You can everywhere hear they look.
Yeah, you can hear them when the newscasters, the news person is talking. You can hear it in the background. Boom. Boom. You know, it's almost like, you know, like a game of Russian roulette. You know, with one could possibly just drop down where you're talking.
I know, right?
So it's, y'all pray, please.
I know the news people be scared when they're trying to get filming of it. They don't know where the bomb going to come from.
And they be out there looking and
looking at the sky. Yeah, they sure do. Ain't no missiles falling. Uh-huh,
because they could very well be, you know, in some of that casualty of that war.
Yeah.
You know, just as easily, because nobody knows where the bomb is headed.
All them bullets.
Yeah, they don't know, because all of a sudden they can be walking all over here.
Yep.
You know, you just don't know. But it's just right now, y'all, it's just some heartbreaking times right now in Ukraine. So everybody who knows the word of prayer, please pray for these people. Also pray for the people in Russia who are against this war. Because like I said, you know, it's not the people, it's the dictator. It's the one that's sitting in that chair that is got a heart that is black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He really does.
And he doesn't care
at all.
He's
something like, I want to say Hitler, but would you put him in the same category as Hitler right now?
I would definitely say he has some of that Hitler mentality in him, along with the mentality of Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Pharaoh was hard. He was not going to do, he wanted to take God people. He wanted to destroy them, to kill them. You know, and he would try all kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do it. And he was not stopping.
No,
and
he wasn't.
And this reminds me, you know, they have sanctioned Russia. They are stripping them of, like, bank uses. Where people have to go to, like, for their money and stuff. They are sanctioned everybody that is was in the Olympics, like in the Russian Olympics and stuff. They are canceling them out. Russian games who again played against other people, they are canceling those games.
Wow.
They don't, it's like, oh yeah, even a Netflix, like any like pictures that are like Russian movies or anything,
yeah,
they're not gonna play them. YouTube like some content makers that are Russian,
yeah,
they're gonna not show their content. They are not gonna get monetized.
Oh wow!
So they are hitting them where, you know, it really hurts the people, but they have to do it this way to show Vladimir Putin that he has to stop this.
He really
because
do.
he is bringing consequences on his people for his action. It's the people that are paying for his action.
They really are.
I just tell you, everybody in Russia, if you're listening to any airwaves and stuff, I don't even know if you listen to it, probably cut that down too. Yeah. Yeah, they might be, you know, disconnected. But if anybody's from Russia and you're listening, they got friends in Russia, you know, get together and see, can you get up some kind of organization or something and overthrow Vladimir Putin? Because he's going to drive, as big as Russia is, he's driving it to a place where, you know,
what's
it's going to be
staying
forever.
That live in Russia were trying to escape that place, but they caught him and were pulling them off the train. I'm stuttering. They were pulling them off the train.
You mean
because they were trying to leave Russia?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, they can be arrested if they, you know, I mean, if
yeah,
you
they
got,
was arresting them.
You know, if you ain't got no citizenship somewhere else, you got to go back to your country. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but I leave for right now. But I try to get out of there.
But right now,
if I were them,
but right now,
I'm pretty sure they're trying.
Yeah, but you know what though? They are banning air. You know,
our tongue is tied today.
Yeah, yeah, but they are banning the, you know, the flights and stuff from Russia and all that there.
Yeah,
it's like they're trying to cut. They're cutting Russia off from everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like pretty much the innocent folks are on their own right now.
Yeah,
because everything been cut off from them.
Yeah, a lot of
that
it is
so sad.
And now it's like the market. I heard something about the market. Y'all don't quote me, you know, because I might not be 100%. But I did hear something about how the money value has went down somewhere in Russia's in the market. But anyway, they say it was something like the value of the money or something was less than a penny now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
that's bad.
Yeah, so the economy is really hurting right now in Russia, but they're trying to get this man to budge, to move, to change his mind. And basically Vladimir Putin is mentally challenged.
If I were him, I'd be afraid that, you know, somebody might try to.
I mean, just look at
him.
But look at him. You put an image in your mind of Vladimir Putin.
Don't you see that? It's
just the last name alone worries me.
But don't you see, if you could just picture him in your mind, can't you see that this guy is not there?
Yeah.
Just look at you. You could look at pretty much tell. I mean, you could tell something is just very off with this guy. And I've been saying that a long time ago, you know, not just now when he just started. I used to look at him and be like, it's something wrong with him.
It really is.
Now you can clearly see that this man is a worker for the enemy.
He really is.
But you know what? The sad thing is, Quan, he's got a lot of blood on his hands.
He do, and he gonna pay for that.
Because he got to meet God one day.
He sure do.
I wouldn't want to be in his shoes for nothing. Mm-mm. Nothing, because it has been kids dying because of him. Them kids ain't got nothing to do with no war.
Nope.
But they did today.
He's going to be punished.
Woo!
He's going to be punished.
Y'all, I'm telling you. But y'all know the word of prayer. Y'all pray for Ukraine, please.
Yes, let's pray for him, guys.
You know. Matter of fact, let's keep everybody in prayer. But when you know somebody's in trouble, it's all the more reason to bring them to God.
That's right.
Okay? You know, let's do that. Don't have no hate in your heart. But no. Ask God to just be with us, you know.
Because, be with us. Be with them.
Because you don't never know how things can go sideways fast.
Sure can.
That man could send a missile boom and put gas radiation all in the sky. Who knows? He might feel like, okay, I ain't winning this war, and they gonna take me down too. I'm gonna go ahead and just blast. And we don't want that.
We don't. So y'all keep them in prayer.
And
we just wanted to touch on this.
Yeah, we just wanted a quick touch on this, and hopefully the next time, God will, when we do our podcast, it'll be more laughter and on a lighter note. But right now, it's just some serious things going on right now in the world.
Yes, it is.
But let us just pray.
Yes, pray for them, y'all.
And not only them, but pray for one another.
Okay? Please do.
Yeah.
All right, May. I think that will do it.
All right, Quan.
It was a short show.
Yeah, it was a short show, but we had to get something out there. And,
yes. You know, we had to put our one and twos on this.
Yeah, you know, some good, some bad, you know, but we had to put our two cents in.
Yes.
So if you guys have any comments, though, please leave us feedback on what you think about the war in Ukraine.
What
do you think, you know, and how do you think that we can help?
Yeah.
Because there is some organizations out there if you do want to send aid and help to the Ukraine people. So all you gotta do is just look on there. Make sure you don't get scammed now. Make sure you go to the right websites. But there are places that you can, you know, offer help to those people. So if you're able to do something, no, you got to look on the line.
Because
they got like two or three of them.
Okay.
But yeah, in a news source, they if you own a news source, they can tell you where to go. But if you are able to help, please do.
Y'all, please go check that out. Till then, I am Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And you've been listening to Talk With Us, guys.
That's right.
And we will talk to you guys next time.
All right, chill.
Bye,
guys. Bye.